I'm basically going to talk about the book and talk about some of the things, you know, how it came about, and really about the things that I came across that really surprised me, and, you know, just tell some stories and talk about also about an interesting aspect of the reaction to the book.
And I should add at this point that Eric Larson has some other bestsellers on his personal list that he's done. One was called Thunderstruck, another The Devil in the White City, and the third one called Isaac's Storm.
Right.
And I guess I wanted to ask you how you choose the topics.
After I finish a book, it takes me a long time to choose the next idea, probably on the order of about a year, mainly because it is actually hard to find the right idea that allows me to retell the story with all the detail and so forth to bring it alive. A lot of things have to fall into place. So it's really, frankly, it's more as though the ideas choose me.
And you indeed typically put together things that most of us wouldn't consider go together. For example, your Thunderstruck, you intersect the life of Marconi with a murderer in Britain.
This last book, In the Garden of Beasts, I don't really consider a dual narrative at all. It's very, very much an integrated story. It does happen to have two main plot lines, the father and the daughter. Well, three main plot lines if you include Hitler and his conflict with Ernst Röhm and everything that leads up to the Night of the Long Knives. But there are two main characters, William E. Dodd and Martha Dodd, but they're family. You know, it's really one story.
And this is maybe the time for me to mention a little bit about the plot of In the Garden of Beasts. Mr. Dodd, Ambassador Dodd, arrives in Germany. He's the first U.S. ambassador to Nazi Germany, brings his wife and his grown-up daughter and son with him. And what we really see unfolding before our eyes, through their eyes, is the conversion of the older Germany of the Weimar Republic into Nazi Germany.
And it happened with startling speed. The Weimar Republic, for all its faults, was very much a freewheeling, liberal kind of a country when it was the Weimar Republic. And in really the space of about a year, Hitler transformed the country into something very, very different and very, very dark. And the book really tries to capture that sense of encroaching darkness through the eyes of two people who are essentially outsiders at the beginning and who are, frankly, naive outsiders at the beginning, and tries to stay very close to their point of view.
And your style of writing takes the reader really into everyday life. Now, these are not everyday people because they live in a fancy house and they're
right.
They're diplomatic immunity and they're Americans,
right.
but you see the society transforming itself before their eyes.
Unfortunately, I was not able to follow them into the local Piggly Wiggly, you know, but you know, I do try to capture a sense of their days as an ambassadorial family in Germany and their various interactions. And as these interactions accumulate, you do get this picture of this rapidly approaching nightfall, if you will.
Historian and best-selling author Eric Larson will be at the Maine Public Library in downtown Cincinnati tomorrow afternoon. At 2 p.m. in the Reading Garden Lounge, Larson will talk about his latest work, In the Garden of Beasts. The talk will take place at 2 p.m. After the lecture, Larson will sign books. I'm Steve Hirschberg.